Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Liz Palka reporting. A day after canceling his planned summit with Kim Jong-un, President Trump says the U.S. is working with North Korea about getting it back on track. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The president tweeted this morning North Korea responded warmly to the cancellation and that it's still willing to meet with him.
We're talking to them now. It was a very nice statement they put out. We'll see what happens.
Saying the summit could even happen as originally planned on June 12th. The White House yesterday said the North had backed off on several promises ahead of the meeting and stood up a U.S. logistical planning team in Singapore. For a president who often brags about his own negotiating tactics.
Everybody plays games.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Dozens of Palestinians demonstrating at the Gaza border were injured by Israeli gunfire and tear gas on Friday. The protests have been going on since March 30th to demand the right of return for Palestinian refugees and their descendants to family lands or homes lost to Israel. Most of the participants on Friday kept their distance and remained about 800 meters back. However, dozens of youth advanced to about 300 meters distance and burned tires at one protest spot. Pakistan rejected Friday, U.S. assertions American diplomats in the country are being mistreated. This as relations between the two uneasy allies in the war on terrorism continue to deteriorate. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo raised the issue Wednesday about the treatment of U.S. diplomats serving in Pakistan during a hearing. When asked about Pompeo's assertions at his weekly news conference Friday, Pakistani Foreign Ministry spokesman Mohammad Faisal said they haven't received any complaints from the U.S. This is VOA News. Secretary Pompeo spoke with VOA Persia Thursday afternoon to discuss the Trump administration's plans for a new security framework aimed at ending Iran's nuclear program. This comes after Pompeo unveiled a far-reaching 12-point list of demands for any new nuclear deal with Iran, the list coming out earlier this week. Here it is.
These 12 things that I listed are all pretty straightforward. We're not asking a lot from the Iranian leadership. Just behave like normal leaders. Don't loot your people. Don't waste your people's money on these adventures in Syria and in Yemen and in Lebanon and in Iraq. The list goes on. Lead your people. Build a great nation. Use the resources you have for that. That's all we're simply looking for.
And you can watch the entire interview with Pompeo on VOAnews.com. Under any new deal, Pompeo insisted Iran must indefinitely abandon nuclear weapons work and provide the United Nations inspectors access to sites anywhere in the country. Moscow continues to deny any involvement in the downing of the Malaysia Airlines flight MH17 over eastern Ukraine 4 years ago, resulting in the deaths of more than 200 passengers and 15 crew members. Instead, Russia has suggested the Ukrainian military shot down the plane. Despite that, Australian Foreign Minister Julie Bishop wants the international community to hold Russia responsible.
Australia and the Netherlands have now informed the Russian Federation that we hold it responsible under international law for its role in the bringing down of MH17.
It's the first time the Joint Investigation Team, or JIT, which is made up of prosecutors from the Netherlands, Ukraine, Malaysia, and Australia, has suggested Russian involvement. Harvey Weinstein, the once powerful Hollywood figure, is out of jail on a $1 million bail. He's facing rape and criminal sex act charges, a searing reckoning for the man who became a symbol of worldwide outcry over sexual misconduct. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Harvey Weinstein stood in court, stony-faced, listening to prosecutor Joan Aluzzi Orban.
This defendant used his position, money, and power to lure young women into situations where he was able to violate them sexually.
The disgraced movie mogul is charged with raping one woman in 2013 that the prosecutor would not name and with forcing aspiring actress Lucia Evans to perform oral sex.
And we have much more on VOAnews.com. I'm Liz Palka for VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.